This is Amy Bowen. This is my Dog Days of Podcasting episode for Wednesday, August 16th, 2017. Welcome to episode 22 of Thread Snippings. Time and more patience, and wanted to sit down and do some writing, I might have actually turned this into a full-blown thread-safe podcast, because I have stuff to talk about on both the technology front and the sewing front, but I don't have that kind of time, it's a work night. So I'm just going to share all the good news I have on both fronts as quickly as I can. First of all, I actually managed to put some good quality time in on my anime school uniform outfit this morning and this afternoon, and I'm very happy with the results. That cute little pleated skirt is almost done. I got the yoke all put together successfully, and it's got the zipper in. All I need to do now is fix the bottom hem in the two places where I had to take it apart to take it in at the side seams. Finish sewing the yoke to the inside of the skirt. Finish cleaning up any other raw edges I might find. Probably put in a hook and eye. Maybe make a belt for it if I can find a good square or rectangular silver belt buckle like the ones in the anime pictures and the reference pictures I have. I've made it to the stage where all of the remaining work on the skirt is stuff that has to be done by hand, and all the major construction seams are done, which means the vast bulk of the work is done, and I'm very happy with it. I also started working on the collar for the blouse today. I remembered that when I was working on my Jedi costume last year, I decided I would make a trial version of the inner tunic first, and as I think I might have mentioned, I used a set of flat white bed sheets that I got from Goodwill to do that. There was still plenty of fabric left over from that, so I decided to use that to make my trial version of my collar, just to see what it looked like when it was lying across my shoulders. And it actually looked quite nice. I was actually very happy with it. Surprisingly so. So now I have a collar made out of white fabric, which is great. For two reasons. One of them is that I know that I will be happy with the look and feel of my blue collar when I cut it out of my good blue fabric, because I'm happy with the way the white one looks and feels. And also, in my other favorite anime series that involves school uniforms, Azumanga Daioh, their uniform collars are white. So now I want to revive my Osaka costume from a long time ago, because I already have the collar piece made. And for that one, their uniform skirts are navy blue and maroon, so it should be easier to find a pre-made knife-pleated skirt for that costume. By the way, having that dress form I mentioned really did make a huge difference in how easy it was to put the main part of the skirt and the yoke together. It was so much easier to do when it was on the dress form than before I had one. I'm so happy to have it, and I'm sure I will be relying on it for every project from now on. So there's my good news on the sewing front. I think things are looking really good for that school uniform, except I still need shoes. And I might or might not have a wig. Oh well. I'm having a lot of fun making it. So, to move on to the technology front, I was going to work more on my costume tonight after I got home from tutoring and class. Today was my last day of class until the Thursday after Dragon Con, and I did a pretty good job on it. But instead, I decided to get my tech ready for my trip this weekend. As I've probably mentioned, I'm going to Kansas City to meet up with the old Deadpan podcast crew. So I knew I was going to take a lot of pictures, and I decided I should clear off some of the pictures from this SD card that I took back at Star Wars Celebration in April. Hi, Joe! Any of you who are regular listeners to the show that has since been renamed Megapodtastic might be aware that back in April, I called their voicemail line several times to deliver live reports, from Star Wars Celebration Orlando. I took 277 pictures that week, and I am just now backing them up onto my older laptop's internal hard drive and also my external hard drive. I'm pretty sure they're on Google Photos, too. And I also, in addition, put a micro SD card in my Samsung Galaxy S5 phone. I finally bit the bullet and got Podcatcher Deluxe for Android, and am listening to all of your episodes that way, since it's going to be a major, major hassle and operation to ever get iTunes going ever again, and I certainly don't want to deal with it this month, so I finally transferred my podcast listening activities over to Android, and I think it's going well so far. I'm very, very excited to be listening to all of your podcasts. I will definitely be working hard to catch up during the roughly 3 hours each way of driving that I have for this road trip. Thanks for listening to Fred Snippings. The theme song for Thread Snippings is Puzzle Pieces by Lee Rosevere on the album Music for Podcasts 2, which is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 license and is available via freemusicarchive.org.